The history of the Neumünster Collegiate Church in Würzburg stretches back almost 1,000 years. The college was founded in the 11th century as a community of secular priests, in other words, clergymen who did not belong to any order. The Collegiate Church existed until 1803, when it was dissolved as part of the process of secularization. The church was built around the time when the college was founded and was modified several times in the following centuries. Inside, there are works of art from a variety of eras, including an early statue of the Virgin Mary by Tilman Riemenschneider. The mighty cupola and the Baroque interior furnishings date from the 18th century, as does the magnificent facade adorned with statues. Above the balustrade is the central figure of Christ, and at his sides are four saints of particular significance to the Christian tradition in Würzburg. On the one hand, there's St. Burchard, who was the city's first bishop, in the 8th century. On the other hand are the three figures known as the Franconian Apostles, Killian, Colman, and Totnan. These three companions were Irish missionaries who came to Würzburg in the 7th century to preach the gospel. And it's right where the Neumünster now stands that the three of them are said to have been beheaded and buried in the year 689. Legend has it that the wife of the Duke of the Franks, Gortsberht, was behind the murders. For once the three missionaries had won the Duke over to Christianity, Gortsberht proceeded to dissolve his marriage. His wife was so furious that she had Killian, Colman, and Totnan murdered. To this day, the mortal remains of the three martyrs are kept in a reliquary in the Killiansgruft, the crypt beneath the church. And St. Killian continues to be the patron saint of Franconia and the city of Würzburg. The bishops of Würzburg regard themselves as the successors of Killian, and every year the locals too commemorate their martyr, in July when the Killian pilgrimage and the great Killiani public festival take place.